الله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت وأيضا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواء تبعا لما جئته أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسول الكريم. Respected elders and brothers, may Allah Ta'ala make whatever is being mentioned a means of our hidayat. Before I continue, those of you that are leaning against the wall, if you've got no back problem, kindly come forward. Kindly come forward. If you've got no back problem, come into the safs. As Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, we may make our rows like how the angels make their rows. Finish the first row, the second row. Let us become disciplined people, inshallah. That is very important. We realize that Allah give us hidayat, inshallah. Come forward, inshallah. Respected elders and brothers, I've quoted a hadith of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the intelligent person. All of us like to be called intelligent people. The intelligent person is that person that will reflect. Very important that we reflect in anything and everything that we do, why I am doing it, how I should do it, and I should have a very important quality. And that is that I must think as a Musliman. And I must think in the line of Quran and Sunnah. In anything and everything I do. Whether it's I'm buying an item, whether it's how I run my shop, whatever I do. Am I thinking like a Musliman or not? Ponder what I'm saying. Each of all do some soul searching immediately. Okay, in everything I do, do I let Quran and Sunnah, the commands of Allah and His Rasul, govern my life or not? All of us immediately ask ourselves, whether I'm buying a house, whether I'm buying a shop, whether I'm running my shop, whether I'm buying a car, whether I'm renovating my house, what I am wearing, what I am doing, what I am thinking, children's education, in anything and everything. It is so important. This is a Musliman. That his entire life is governed by Quran and Sunnah. Everybody's life, every Musliman's life is supposed to be governed by Quran and Sunnah, by Deen. Ask ourselves. It's such an important factor. This point of reflecting. Allahu Akbar. Look at Sahaba radiallahu anhu's mind. In everything that they would question their souls. Maine sahi kya ya galat kya? Subhanallah. Hanzala radiallahu anhu is walking towards Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine what he's thinking about. He's walking towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he's saying, Nafaka Hanzala, Nafaka Hanzala. And Hanzala has become a hypocrite. Allahu Akbar. Become a hypocrite. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu meets him on the way. Bhai, kya baat hai? So I become a hypocrite. What do you mean by that? If Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as if Jannat is in front of me, Jahannam is in front of me, I'm so conscious of Allah. But when I leave that and I go by my family, I become unconscious of this. I become unmindful of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I am not a true believer, I am a hypocrite. Just his thoughts. That inner feeling is not there. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, yes, I am also like that. They go by Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq. To love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completely. Make us true ishq, ashiq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say ameen. Ask ourselves, how much am I ashiq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ask ourselves, how much do I follow my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ask ourselves, how much do I follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in my life? Ask. Ponder, question your soul. If you say you're Ashiq Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do I look like Rasulullah sallam? Do I behave like Rasulullah sallam? Do I think like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do I bring up my children in the way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us? Allah give us the true love. Ameen. Any case, They go to Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hanzala radiallahu anhu mentioned, Ya Rasulullah, when I'm in your company, I'm so conscious of Allah. Jannat is in front of me, Jahannam is in front of me. But I leave your company and I start joking with my family, that consciousness dwindles. I am a hypocrite. Subhanallah. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoles him and tells him, Oh Hanzala, if you had to be all the time in the consciousness and in the remembrance of Allah, then the angels will come and shake hands with you on your pathway. But, Oh Hanzala, sa'atan or sa'atan, sometime it'll be on, sometime it'll be off. But the point here is the fact that he is pondering, the fact that he is concerned, the fact that he is worried. I must be always aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, look at this beautiful incident. So much we benefit from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. So much we benefit from the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Ask ourselves, how much do I know about the Sahaba through whom we got our deen? Through whom we got our deen? Their actions were such that gain benefit. A Sahabi comes to Habib, says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and says, Ya Rasulullah, inflict the punishment upon me. I need to be punished. Basically, to say that my desires got the upper of me, and I basically went by a female and touched her. I did something that is wrong. Now imagine, that inner consciousness is pricking him, is troubling him, is scolding him. I have done wrong. Reflecting, I need to be punished. I need to be punished. I have done something that is evil. I was not supposed to touch this woman. The awareness of Allah, that Allah is watching me, that I have to answer on the day of Qiyamah. I'd rather be punished here so I don't get any punishment in the Akhirat. Allah give us that understanding. Say Ameen. Today, the order of the day, pornography, looking at all your cell phones, and all the haram, and all the shameless women, etc. By Allah is watching you. Allah is basir, all watching. Beware, be careful, Allah is watching you. Allah give you that eyes, Allah can snatch away those eyes. Don't I feel ashamed? My Allah is watching me and I'm doing all this haram. At this moment, make tawbah. If I'm doing all these things, Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us tawfiq to recognize, realize, reflect, I'm doing haram. I'm going to die. I'm going to stand in front of Allah. How can I be indulging in all this haram? Allah give us, say ameen. Really think to ourselves. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Allah is watching? Allah protect us, protect our youth, protect our females, everybody. We can't be indulging in these things. I'm a Musliman. I believe Allah is watching me. Allah give us understanding. He goes by Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I need to be punished. The Sahabi tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam keeps quiet. Salah, azan is called, namaz performed. After salah, Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls him and said, did he perform salah? He says, yes. Well, Allah has revealed to me, innal hasanat yuzhibna sayyat. By you doing this good deed of performing the salah, this act of yours has been washed away. Allahu Akbar. Ya Rasulullah, is this only for me? No. For all my ummatis. Subhanallah, he is concerned. He comes by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, Allah reveals the ayat, becomes a source of mercy for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, the important factor is that he had reflected, and that reflection became a source of our benefiting from him. So respected elders and brothers, in anything and in everything, we need to be reflecting, why am I doing it? Is this act in pleasure of Allah or in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In everything. Subhanallah, when we look at the hadith and in Riyaz al-Salihin, where it is mentioned ihdharun niyya fil a'mal wal aqwal wal af'al wal ahwal. In anything and in everything you do, question yourself, may ye kyu kar raha hu? Why am I doing this? Is this in the pleasure of Allah or in the displeasure of Allah? Anything and everything. And we look at today, we ask ourselves, why are we doing these things? Is this really a thing that will bring the happiness of Allah or the displeasure of Allah? Because that is the object of my life, that everything I do is for the pleasure of Allah. Subhanallah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, what did he say? Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Say, surely my worship, surely my sacrifices, my dying, my living is only for Allah. Har cheez jo main kar raha hu Allah hi ke liye. Allah give us the tawfiq of doing that. Daily, check effect is you should read this daily. Read this ayah daily. Inshallah, it will have a very, very positive effect on your heart. You are talking to Allah and you're saying, Allah, I want everything in my life, not only my worship, not only my sacrifice, my dying, my living, everything must be only and only for you. Thinking in everything I do must be for my Allah only. Allah give us tawfiq to recognize that and realize that. Say ameen. This should be it. Everything I'm doing is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in small things, really. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful our deen is. Allah give us tawfiq to realize. Say ameen. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the best charity, the best reward for charity is the money that I will spend on my family. You're buying your bread every day. You're buying your milk, whatever it is. Did I make a niyat? As I mentioned, that in every action of ours, I should be making a niyat. Did I make a niyat that whatever I'm buying, Allah give me the reward of the best sadaqah? What I spend on my family is the best sadaqah, best reward of charity Allah gives you. Maybe I don't know about it, but this is why it's so important to go by our pious ulama and realize and recognize and do it in the right way. And you can learn. So everything I do, I need to question myself. Now we ask ourselves, in our lives today and in the lives of our children, and how we bring up our children, how we conduct our lives, am I doing this in the pleasure of Allah or something else? You know, like today, as I say, we have forgotten Allah in everything we do. And that is why the calamities will come upon us. And again, when you reflect, we say ourselves, am I intelligent or stupid? Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a person who will reflect in the right manner is an intelligent person. I ask the people, bhai, explain to me why you have two kitchens in your house. One is a show-off kitchen and one is used for cooking. I'm asking, does it make sense? Why do you do it? No, it's a style. It's a trend. It's a way. Baba, does it make sense? Doesn't make sense, but I'm prepared to spend 100, 200,000 or whatever on it. Where's your brains? Where's your akal? Why do we do things like this? Daily, we need to reflect. Again, we ask, but you think it's good for you to give your child that cell phone? Is it going to help him or going to harm him? You know it's going to harm him. But do I think like a Muslim? Again, we need to say ourselves, we are taking our children towards Jahannam. We are dressing them up in the ways of the kafirs. We make them look like kafir. We make our daughters also shameless. You think this is going to help us? Do I think like a Muslim or like do I think like the Yahud and Nazara? It's very worrying. And I rather tell it straight so that people can reflect. I ask us all to make tawbah and become true Musliman. And part of what I would like to talk about today, Again, it's very important with Ramadan coming upon us and where we are heading towards. And what I saw was very disturbing. I went to Masjid Ibrahim, Masjid Khalil, in the city of Khalil, where Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sarah alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, his wife Rifka is there, Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam are all buried over there. Very, very special masjid in Palestine. At the time of Zohar, when I looked at that Imam Sahib, I said, should I read namaz behind him? No beard, no topi, no none. Basically, he looked like a kafir. Not a sign, not even a topi, no beard, nothing. I said, what happened? How did it reach like that? And you go to most of these Middle Eastern countries, whether it's Syria, whether it is Egypt, whether it's Turkey, Palestine. Allah maaf, but these people have deviated that the imams don't even have beards. It was worrying. Then I'm asking myself, Allah protects our country, but are we heading in that direction? Are we heading in that direction? Again, the point of reflection and Ramadan coming upon us. My view is like this, and may Allah make you realize what I'm saying. If that youngster cannot come for Fajr Salah and you make him a hafiz, don't make him a hafiz. Because we'll end up with our people becoming like that. Some years ago I objected where they had this Qari coming from overseas from Egypt, clean shaven, come and sit on the minbar. What is that going to have that tomorrow you make an imam without a beard? We are bringing up our children. How many of our huffaz are in the masjid? We need to reflect. If we need to protect our community, we first make the imam, make them Allah conscious before we can even make them hafiz al-Quran. Otherwise, these children you can see that actually it's sad. Everyone, what do you see that after a few days, they don't perform Taraweeh? Hafiz al-Quran, after a few years they don't want to perform Quran, they don't forget the Quran. The other day I looked at one of these youngsters becoming Hafiz al-Quran, some hair here, some no hair here. I want to give his Maulana one tamacha and tell him, Baba, what's wrong? How can you make such a person a Hafiz al-Quran? It's not right. He's not thinking like a Muslim. Are we making this kind of Hafizes? What are we going to head? We have to look forward to the condition of where we're going to be. When the elders are gone from here, what will be the result of the people that will be coming in our masjid? It's important. Respected elders, I'm being firm, I'm being strong, I'm telling this because it's of our concern. We can't let our ummah go astray. And I plead to everyone, in everything of your life, for Allah's sake, do it in accordance to Allah's command and the way of Rasulullah SAW. Then we can say we are Muslim. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Wa akhira da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.